Hello everyone and welcome to today's very first episode of the Med Mindset Talks. Where we dive deep into diseases and understanding what they truly are, addressing misconceptions and explaining how they work. Today's talk is on dementia, and we will carry on with this disease, this overall genre and umbrella topic of a disease throughout the whole month to truly delve into every single nook and cranny. But don't worry, we won't just be lecturing you today and in these podcasts in general, but we want you to engage, reflect, and even share your thoughts with us. So whether you're listening while commuting, cooking, or relaxing, take a moment to think with us and let's explore dementia together. So I'm here today joined with my co-host Ishmi.
Hi everyone.
So Ishmi, I actually have a question. So, you know, we talked about dementia, we researched a bit here and there, but I want to know from just your personal experiences and what you think dementia is, you know, what is it truly? And even with medical standards, what is dementia?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm so grateful to be here and that our podcast has finally started. This is definitely something we've been wanting to do for a long time, and I'm really looking forward to how everyone likes it and what the future holds. But delving right on into your question, I've heard many definitions of what exactly people believe dementia means. One of the most common misconceptions that I grew up believing was that dementia was simply a disease where elderly people would forget their names, where they live or grew up, and other common things. But it's definitely more than just that. Dementia is actually an umbrella term that includes several conditions like Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, and others. It can affect memory, thinking, and even the ability to perform daily tasks. Now, quick question for you, probably. Have you or someone you know experienced dementia firsthand?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, great personal experience you shared. You know, obviously, I agree, growing up, dementia was just a sort of disease that older people got or when they weren't healthy. You know, I personally wasn't, you know, educated on it that much. But personally, I've never ever, like, in my close circle, had a circumstance where someone was affected by dementia or one of the diseases falling under it, right? But, you know, back at you, Ishmi, with another question. You know, you talked about how what you thought dementia was. And, you know, my question is, do you have any personal fears when it comes to dementia?
Yeah, so, first of all, I would just like to say I also agree that I haven't really experienced dementia firsthand, but definitely one of my biggest fears is one of my parents having dementia, because I just can't imagine how devastating it would be to come home one day and have my mom or dad or a close family member just ask me, like, who are you? That's definitely one of my biggest fears. But if this was happening in real life, or to one of our loved ones, or someone even close in our circle, how would we know if someone is showing signs, probably? Would you mind telling us?
Yeah, so first of all, great response. You know, I totally have to agree with you on that. You know, having one of your family members, especially, you know, affected with dementia could be and absolutely is devastating. You know, millions of people experience it, and, you know, it's just terrible. But coming back with some symptoms and early signs, so it's actually quite subtle. Like, these are things you would expect from the average 40 to 50 year old, right? Being the age where dementia usually starts to show, or the signs start to show. So it could be as simple as forgetting something recently learned, some piece of information, or having trouble with words, or even showing poor judgment and having lashes, right? Lashing out on people. And, you know, I'll share a real life scenario just to contrast. And, you know, I want you and the listeners to imagine this and how you'd feel in this situation. So here's the scenario. So I want you to imagine that you're at the grocery store with a loved one, and suddenly they can't remember why you're there, who you are, why you're there, what they're doing, you know, and they become frustrated and even angry with you, right? Repeating things such as, who are you? Where am I? What am I doing here? Lashing out, you know? So this isn't the first time it's happened, but you thought it was just stress. So now you yourself are becoming worried. So here's my sort of interactive question, if you will. You know, how would you handle the situation? And, you know, would you reassure them or would you call out for help? Would you help them retrace their steps or maybe even give them a break to help them calm down? So I want you to think about this for a moment and, you know, along with the listeners, and truly tell me what your process would be here.
Yeah, so that was definitely a great explanation of the signs of dementia. A lot of people definitely don't know those, and they're much more common than you may expect. As per your question, initially I would definitely be frustrated, especially when they're asking such simple questions, but especially now that we're doing even a podcast about dementia and I know more about it, I would acknowledge that this may be an early sign and that they simply can't help it. I would definitely reassure them, remind them, even if it takes a lot of patience, and even if I do get frustrated, it's very important to stay patient with the loved one who's experiencing this, and definitely give them time to calm down, as you mentioned, and overall just be very reassuring, patient, and make sure to remind them despite how frustrating it may be or despite how many times they may ask you.
Yeah, you know, great answer. I actually really loved it. You know, your patience shows. And, you know, also you brought up a really great point, you know, with this podcast being relevant in your life and you obviously researching about it, you know, not only did it make you more aware, but it sort of shifted your outputs, if I will, right? It shifted your mindset, your thinking. Yeah. And, you know, that really reflects on the reason why we created this podcast, right? And I'm sure you'll agree with me on this, but we created this podcast just to make sure that people know about what's happening in the world, right? Because we talk about dementia, and usually you would just say, oh, dementia is a disease, but it really isn't when you look at it. I mean, it's an overall just concept of an illness, and there's so many umbrella diseases and illnesses underneath it, right? But we sort of just throw the term around here and there, and you know, I feel like that's the importance of this podcast. You know, we created it because we knew the uncertainty in life, and we knew that the people who listen to this would be able to at least embrace it at the end, if not so control it. So that's another great point of not only why we created this podcast, but what you could like learn from it. You know, it's a great way to know the uncertainty of life, what could happen to you, and honestly how to take control of it. But yeah, really great answer. And to those of you listening, once again, I'm sure you guys also had really great answers. If not, we all have our approaches. There's a reason why you're listening here today. Now I actually have a question for you, Ishmi. You know, we sort of talked about how we perceive dementia to only be in elder folks, right? And, you know, we sort of debunked that, never really went into too much depth, but we sort of talked about it. And, you know, that sort of gets me thinking, you know, there's so many myths and misconceptions, as we keep on saying, when it comes to dementia. But do you mind breaking some myths or misconceptions down for us and, you know, truly taking a look at them?
Yeah, so also about what you said earlier, it's really common that a lot of people have misconceptions about, especially when it comes to diseases, specifically as we're talking about today, dementia. Both of us explained how we just grew up believing that it was just a part of aging, which is actually one of the biggest myths about dementia, which is obviously not true. It is more common in older adults or elders, which is why many people think this. However, it is not a natural consequence of getting older. So another myth is that people with dementia don't understand what's going on. They do understand what's going on. They usually just need more patience and support. And as I explained with the grocery store example, it's really easy to feel frustrated. And that's why when you're experiencing someone with dementia, especially for the first time when you may not even know what's going on, it's really important to be patient and really reassuring. Now, I want to challenge you all and Praveen, if you heard a myth about dementia, can you share it with me?
Yeah, so I feel like one of the biggest myths that you went over was the aging part, you know. I actually did some research myself, and you know, the biggest why we have it as a misconception is that we, even though like signs are more likely to show, or dementia is more likely to occur in a person in their like late 40s, like early 50s, that's when it really starts to happen, right? It's more common then. Yeah. And you know, we subconsciously sort of associate that with it being just a thing in elder folks. But did you know dementia can actually happen to people as young as 20 years old? And you know, 20 is like when your life... Yeah, so 20 is actually when your like life just is starting in a way, because you're, you know, you're getting done with university, maybe going somewhere else to study, and you know, you think about it, 20 is not old at all, in fact, you know? Like, what are we right now? We're 14, 15? We're a couple of years away from 20. I mean, that is not young, that's not old at all, sorry. But yeah, that's a huge misconception. Another thing I have heard being passed around is actually, you know, the whole thing with dementia happens when we're not smart enough, or when we like, when we're losing brain cells. You know, I've heard these things, and you know, I think to myself, you know, it's such a sad like illness. You know, it causes so much pain and conflict. Like, we as society sort of throw around these things. I don't know whether it's like, you know, funny, or whether it's just to be sort of humorous, or however it is, right? But it's really truly devastating that we, you know, we sort of generalize things like this. I mean, I sort of want your opinion on this as well. What do you think of like the generalization of dementia? Because you know, we generalize things such as the age, we generalize things such as how it happens, but I want your opinions on this.
I definitely think it's really horrible, and it definitely shouldn't be happening, which is again tying into why we made this podcast. More people definitely need to be aware of this. I mean, like, just the fact that we weren't as aware of this, and we also were one of the people who thought it could be associated with just older age, just shows how generalized this is, and how there's so much more depth and there's so many more aspects of something than what you think. You may just like think it's just really general, like for us we just thought it was associated with age, but there's actually so many more aspects. Like, as you mentioned right now, it can start from your 20s, which I didn't even know that. This is why it's really important to be educated on topics, especially if you're going to talk about them, and in general, even if you're not going to talk about them, it's really important and good to be educated about topics like this.
Yeah, no, of course, exactly, right? And I totally have to agree with you, right? You have to be educated, and I feel like a big thing we bring up nowadays is education. You know, of course, like I brought up the whole thing with not being smart enough being associated to dementia. And you know, I feel like we have to talk as a society, you know, we have to chit chat, we have to encourage, and you know, we have to discuss, because people who speak make a great society, right? And a great society is what you need nowadays. A great society is the one who communicates and talks, right? So I feel like another reason tying into, you know, we keep on talking into why we made this podcast, but I feel like it's quite important because, you know, we're talking here right now. We're trying to get people to talk right now. And, you know, for you guys like listening in on this, you know, maybe share a myth or some fact about dementia, right? And talk to it about someone, right? Talk about it with someone, sorry. And, you know, delve on it. Truly talk about it. Put your heart into it. Pour it out there. And, you know, see what you and the other person have to say, you know?
Yeah, and I would also like to add, just in general, if anyone has any comments on it, or any of the questions we're asking are not only for each other, but also the listeners, we would be extremely happy to read them and maybe even include them in future podcasts.
Yeah, so
and now that we've gone over myths, sorry, Pauline, did you have anything to add?
Oh, no, I was just once again agreeing with you.
Okay. So now that we've gone over myths, probably, and I have a question for you, how will you support someone with dementia in the best way possible?
Yeah, so, you know, of course, the biggest thing we can do to make life at least a little easier for someone with dementia is to get educated, you know what's going on, know how to handle this, you know. know what truly the other person is experiencing, because even though you can't be in their shoes, you can at least try to envision them, right? You can try to be, hey, you know, maybe that's what they're going through, that's what's happening. And that's a big part of this whole thing, right? Essentially being patient, you know, you have to show patience, whether that's with learning or just with the person themselves, right? So, you know, I actually want you guys, and even Ishmi, you can tie in on this. I want you to think of a time when someone tested your patience, and how did you manage to stay calm, you know? And these are things we can apply to supporting someone with dementia, right? Almost as if it was, you know, like sort of taking a test. You know, we take a test, we sometimes forget things, and we have to be patient. We have to, you know, maybe come back to that question, right? Things like those strategies can be applied to dementia. So I have, you know, question for you guys out there, but also Ishmi, you know, what do you think you would do? Or, you know, how would you stay calm?
Yeah, so definitely a time when someone tested my patience, for example, is my siblings, usually on a daily basis. Kind of like tying into dementia, like kind of common questions that maybe like they would easily know on a typical day, but suddenly they don't know it. Sometimes like that, my siblings will ask, in a sense, kind of dumb questions or questions I at least believe they would know the answer to. And that really, I guess, in a sense, test my patience, as you ask. However, sometimes I also have to acknowledge the fact that they literally may not know the answer to that question, and just take a breath and answer their question. And if they continuously ask it, then obviously it gets to the point where I understand they're joking around or they're not being serious. But initially, I always have to consider the fact that they may not actually know the answer, and just be patient and reassuring, just as you would have to be with someone who has dementia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I love your answer, you know. Not only is it very relatable, I'm sure, but also very very calculated approach you have, right? So, you know, with that, the second thing we can do, or another thing we can do to support someone with dementia, is breaking tasks into smaller steps. So, actually, now I have a exercise, if you will, instead of a question. So I want you to think of something complex. So right off the back, what I'm thinking of is like, let's say making coffee, because you know, even the simplest things can be hard for people with dementia, right? So let's say making coffee. So how would you explain it step by step to a loved one, or even anybody with dementia, right? And so I want you to imagine how each step might seem to them, and you know, take your time, just, you know, think about it. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, so a great question. Probably for me personally, a lot of people, I feel like they may think explaining something to someone with dementia is just, for example, with this coffee example, just explaining the ingredients or the quantities. But I feel like it's much more than that. As you explained, something very simple, even just buttoning your shirt, can be very hard for someone with dementia. So for me, not only would I explain the ingredients and the quantities, but I would specifically go into the more, in a sense, like dangerous things, such as turning on the stove, dealing with boiling water, how to hold the pot properly to make sure like hot water doesn't spill on you, and how to make sure the milk doesn't boil over and like burn the pan and like dirty the whole stove. And especially those things, I would really go into depth. And even after explaining, I would definitely stay with the person the whole time to ensure they're safe, they're able to do it properly, and they're not messing up, not only in making the actual coffee, but also in not doing anything dangerous and hurting themselves.
Yeah, of course. Great answer. Once again, very calculated approach you have. Loved your answer. Very intricate, very detailed. Now, another, like, one more thing, additional thing you can do is, you know, sort of create a routine. Because I'm sure, you know, when we have homework, I'm sure a lot of people can sort of relate to this. We tend to make, like, a sort of a task list or a to-do list where we rate things from most important to least important, right? In order, essentially. So having those things and sort of putting things in order, for example, maybe it's like, let's just sort of off the top of my head, like habits, right? Having sort of a habitual routine, you know, that is maybe sparked by sort of cues or rewards, right? Those things not only like help to keep those things like sort of memorized or in your head, habits are essentially easier to remember, because even though people with dementia might not remember everything, it's important to consider that a lot of things they're still able to adapt, because you know it's not essentially saying that you're done for it. It's saying that you just need more time, which is how I like to view it, right? Because we can always flip things to be negative and positive. So honestly, that's what I would say essentially. But having that sort of habit, cue, reward system, and having that sort of task list to follow just makes it really easier for the other person. Yeah, so
yeah, definitely.
Sorry, Ishmi, did you have something to say?
I was just gonna say I definitely specifically agree with your point where you said that people with dementia can definitely adapt, they just need more time. As we mentioned before, one of the misconceptions is that they simply cannot do tasks. Well, the reality is just that they need more patience and reassurance. So I'm just really glad you brought that up.
Yeah, of course, no problem, man. You know, I really loved your response once again. So I've sort of went over like just general things you can do to support someone, right? Once again, as we're sort of talking about dementia as a general topic, you know, touching the tip of the iceberg essentially here for our first, you know, episode, I sort of, you know, we have a lot more to develop in our future podcast, and as you know, the illness of the month is dementia, and you know, I feel like we sort of went over a lot of different things, and you know, I feel like this is where we should sort of start to wrap up, and you know, I sort of want you to add some closing words essentially, you know, some things to summarize, some things to add on, maybe some challenges for the people out there watching, you know, anything to say?
Yeah, definitely. So to wrap up, I would just like to say that dementia can be challenging for both the individual and their loved ones. I specifically like to point out how it can be challenging for the individual, because as we mentioned, maybe you aren't even aware that your loved one has dementia, and just imagine how devastating or difficult it may be coming home. And for example, like I said earlier, my biggest fear, your father or your mother saying, "I don't know who you are." So it can be challenging for everyone, but of course, with awareness, patience, and the right support, it is always possible to provide care that improves the quality of life. So here's my challenge for you, everyone listening, and us too, is to reach out to someone you know who may be affected by dementia, whether it's a friend, a family member, or even a caregiver. Let them know that you're there, ask how they're doing, and offer your support. Any words you would like to add, probably?
Yeah, so honestly, like what you said, it's important, once again, you know, touching on that point where it's important to talk, you know, make sure not only are you, you know, educating others or maybe sharing your opinions, but make sure you're also reaching out and supporting these people, right? Because you never know what they're going through, and you never know what's going through them, right? So honestly, offer a helping hand to your loved ones, your friends, your close circle, and maybe even a random stranger, and see where it takes you.
Yeah, definitely. So I would just like to say thank you to everyone for joining us today. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to share it with a friend. Help raise awareness about dementia. And remember, we're in this together. Make sure to stay tuned for our next episode, where we are going to again talk about dementia more in depth, and maybe even with a special guest. And we would love to also include your thoughts if you would like to answer some of the questions we included. And until then, take care. Any last words, probably?
Yeah, so once again, we will have a link tree with a Google form on our Instagram where you can, you know, maybe add stories or experiences or any comments or concerns you found, and you can list them there. It's completely anonymous, and we would love to have your feedback. Thank you so much, and like Ishmeet said, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.